your neighbourhood, your newsroom. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Westville residents woke up to quite a sight. Foamy clouds gently floated through the area this morning. Some sat on the Palmeet River, while other pockets of fluff landed on properties. It might look and sound like a dreamy sight, but resident Charlene Fassveld says it wafted with a smell that could knock you off your feet.
It's an assault on your nostrils, and it's hectic because you don't expect that kind of thing to be wafting in the air. The next morning, we wake up and there is just foam everywhere, and the foam is huge. It's massive. It's happened a few times. Today, it is particularly bad. So it's not just an oopsie. This is someone who is deliberately pumping stuff into the Palmeet River, and it's quite horrifying to see.
Local photographer Rourke Shirley captured striking images of the foam. One even towers over a man standing next to it.
Yesterday, however, during the evening, we had some light rain that caused the river to rise slightly, and then any areas where the water flows over some rocks or weirs, it agitates what's in the water, which caused this foam, with these large clouds of foam that, when the wind blows, picks them up and distributes them into people's properties and carries potential harmful pollutants with it as well that can affect, obviously, the animal life.
And he says it's not the first time the same foam-like pollution appeared about 2 weeks ago and was reported to the Palmeet River Watch. Ward Councillor Melanie Brataseth says she's escalating the issue.
My concerns, as of many other residents, is what chemicals are continuously being put into the river. It's damaging the ecosystems, it's harming small animals in the area, and also the health impact of residents. So I have secured a meeting with officials for next week to take this matter further.
Newswatch has reached out to eThekwini Municipality for comment. Senzo Mgcunu says National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola kept some details from Parliament when he testified last week. It's the suspended police minister's turn to give evidence before the ad hoc committee that is probing allegations, including claims that Mgcunu tried to disband the political killings task team after it uncovered a well-connected criminal syndicate. According to KZN police boss Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi, some of the syndicate's alleged leaders have links to a businessman said to be Mgcunu's associate. Mgcunu issued a letter ordering the dissolution of the task team in December, saying it no longer added any value. In his statement read out by evidence leader advocate Norman Aronsa today, Mgcunu spoke about a discussion with Commissioner Masemola and his deputy ministers last November.
The important part about what he said was that the intention of the NPKTT was to evolve to a dedicated murder and robbery unit. I will later on demonstrate that the National Commissioner withheld information from this committee. He was aware of a work study that was undertaken and signed by General Satoli, the former National Commissioner, in June 2019. The work study disbanded the NPKTT and resuscitated all the specialized units, including the murder and robbery unit. This occurred before I came into the position. Mine was to give effect to the work study.
And Greece's parliament has approved a government-backed bill allowing people to work 13 hours days. It's despite fierce objections from trade unions and opposition parties. Unions staged two general strikes against the reform this month. The top story, residents in Westville are worried after foamy clouds wafted through their area this morning. Go to ecr.co.za for more news. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.